It's the music throughout the years that I am playing for you. And I'm going to continue on. I was going to play to four, but there's no one else coming on the air. So I'm going to just kind of keep on trucking because I have to make it to 2022. You just heard The Beths, Future Me Hates Me. That's the title track from the New Zealand band's debut album released in 2018. Up ahead of that, Margot Price, off her sophomore album, All American Made. I played you a track called A Little Pain from her 2017. Again, it's a sophomore album. David Bowie with Lazarus. That's the second single off of the legend's 26th and final studio album, Black Star, released in 2016. And kicking off that set with Courtney Barnett, Pedestrian at Best, and that's off of her debut album. What did I just play? Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit, from the Australian musicians. Again, debut album, released in 2015. I'm Ryan D. You are tuned in to WMFO 91.5 FM on the radio dial and WMFO.org, serving the whole entire world. We just ended in 2018. We still got to get to 2022. And I'm going to play you the big hit song from this debut album. It's fantastic. This whole album is great. But this song in particular, man, oh man. Here's Billie Eilish from her album released in 2019. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? You know this one. We're in 2019 now.
Shirt now red, my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you, oh please. I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
making a mess. I can't understand why you don't understand me, baby. And every day I wake up and I make money for myself. And though we share much in the bed, I don't need your help. Do you understand? You don't understand me, baby.
Everything that I need to say, although you've taken everything.
We made it to 2022, starting all the way back a couple hours ago in 1992, 30 years in song. It went by really fast, didn't it? It seems like all of the years went by that fast. You just heard music from the brand new album, well, the latest album. It's not exactly brand new anymore, but it is the latest album from the four-piece band Lucius. That is Second Nature. That is their fourth album. You heard the title track from their new one. Again, Second Nature, released this year. Up ahead of that, War on Drugs, I Don't Live Here Anymore, featuring Lucius. It's the title track from the album I Don't Live Here Anymore, released in 2021. High 'em up out of that with The Steps from their 2020 album Women in Music Part 3, and kicking off that set in 2019, Billie Eilish with Bad Guy from her debut album When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, her debut major label album, that is. I hope you enjoyed that 30-year journey. You can always head over to WMFO.org and find the track listing, and you can listen to that show again by just hitting the schedule and finding the Ryan D in the radio from today, the day after the holiday. It's Monday, December 26th. I'm going to be here for a little while longer till 5 p.m., and I believe there is a show on right at 5 p.m., which would be great. Keep Rick Deckard, the robot DJ, away for a little while longer, which is the goal here. going to, as it is Monday, we're going to get back into the music now that the 30-year ride is over. We're going to go back a few more years. New Order, Blue Monday on a Monday. We'll be right back.
it says it all. She's lost control, and she's clinging to the nearest passerby. She's lost control, and she gave away the secrets of her past and said, I lost control again. And of a voice that told her when and where to act, she said, I lost control again. We'll be right back.
That's music right there from The Glove, off the one and only studio album from the British supergroup. It's called Blue Sunshine, released in 1983. And The Glove consisted of Robert Smith of The Cure and Steve Severin of Susie and the Banshees. They both took a break from their respective bands as they were feeling pretty stressed out at the time and they wanted to play some music together. So they created this album, and it's pretty fantastic. Just heard the track Mr. Alphabet Says, again, from Blue Sunshine, released in 1983. The Cure up out of that, Forest, 17 Seconds, name of the album, released in 1980. Joy Division with She's Lost Control from their debut album, Unknown Pleasures, released 1979. And the band that came after Joy Division, after Ian Curtis's untimely death, New Order, from their sophomore album, Power, Corruption, and Lies, released in 1983. I played you the big hit single from that album, Blue Monday. I got 20 minutes left here. Let's keep it going. I'm going to play you Susie and the Banshees, their version of Iggy Pop's The Passenger.
How? A strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Cause I haven't got one, Lord of them. Oh, I haven't got one. Oh. Under the double-decker bus crashes into us. To die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yes, sir. Music from the Charlatans, Weirdo, from their 1992 album Between 10th and 11th. The Smiths, up out of that, There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. From 1986's The Queen Is Dead, XTC brought you Dear God from their Skylarking album, also released in 1986, and kicking off that set with Susie and the Banshees and their version of Iggy Pop's The Passenger, which appears on Through the Looking Glass, released in 1987. I've been Ryan D. You've been tuned into WMFO 91.5 FM, serving Boston and all of the world at WMFO.org. I'm going to leave you with the Stone Roses' I Want to Be Adored. I believe there's a show coming up next, Venus as a Radio Show. Should be coming up. If not, enjoy Rick Deckard. Here's the Stone Roses' I Want to Be Adored. I'll see you Friday morning.